You're at Work Radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Casey at Work with me, Gerinda Wet, bringing you your vibe so you can get into the groove. And yes, it is our Step Up for Success Day, and I have another dynamic guest on the show today to give us more help, guidance. You know, so if you're miserable out there, if you don't know what to do, how to do it, this is the place to be. Casey at Work, 107.7 FM. Good morning, Chanel Kader. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for taking time out to have a chat with me.
No problem.
Chanel, tell us a bit more about, before we go into the other stuff, is what does Chanel do? What is she involved with? And yeah, a little bit about you.
Okay, so currently I work for a company called Staff Training. We focus on empowerment through skills development. So I work in the admin side and I work on content development. But besides that, I'm involved with a lot of volunteering. I work with a lot of youth. So I'm part of the national movement. I represent the Western Cape region for the YMCA. I'm also part of a local board that where we get involved with the programs committee. And then previously I volunteered and got to travel, but through the YMCA. So I do a little bit of everything. I'm also involved with a sports committee. And in the fundraising side, I do the social media for our karate club. So that's me in a nutshell. There's a lot more going on, but essentially that's a little bit of what we're doing or what I'm doing right now.
I want to just go into that. I did a little bit of traveling. If I'm correct, you were a changed agent for YMCA and you traveled the world through volunteering. Am I right? Or can
so,
you?
So, yes, I was a change agent and STC ambassador and I got to travel extensively.
Just let us watch.
STC ambassador.
Yeah.
So it's basically the change agent was the what we did globally, but in our, because we are divided in divisions, so at the Africa Alliance, we had the subject to citizen ambassadorship. So I also did that. So I did a graduation program, and essentially I became a change agent and an STC ambassador and got to travel globally and got to teach other people about what I've learned and bring back what I've learned.
Wow, that's amazing. And that opportunity came by you volunteering, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. So I just started as a youth worker. I wasn't sure how I was going to do it because I was still working as a waiter at the time. And then I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to volunteer full time. And then I went to go stay by my sister because I didn't have any money for rent and stuff. And I did a lot of odd jobs here and there, but I was very passionate about volunteering and working with youth. And finally, I went to do a diploma in youth development. And after 2 years, they saw my commitment. I actually volunteered like 5 days a week, nine to five, like a proper job.
Wow.
And then opportunities came from there, and finally I actually got a full-time job, and all the experience that I've built has brought me to my current job, which I absolutely love. It's no longer in the NPO sector, but it was because I started with just, you know, throwing in and like hoping I'm going to survive.
And taking a leap.
Because I wasn't sure. Yeah, I was just taking a leap. I was just, I don't know. I just knew I liked working with youth. That's what I was absolutely sure of. And I wasn't happy with what I was doing at the time because I was studying like in the engineering field and it just wasn't working for me. And I took the leap. I volunteered. It wasn't easy. A lot of the times we weren't sure what we were going to eat. But things happened from there, and like I got to travel without having to pay any accommodation. I got to meet amazing people globally, and I still feel the need to want to give back. But it was just because I genuinely, it wasn't that I didn't want to travel per se. That was just the opportunities that came from volunteering. And that's not always the case, but depending on how much you put in, like I didn't think because it's a volunteer job, I'm just going to do a half job. I made sure that I gave it my all and I learned as much as I could, and a lot of opportunity came from that, and I've always been grateful for those opportunities.
Wow, what an amazing story. So yeah, it doesn't, I mean, if you, someone out there, you know, they down and out, you went out and you went to go volunteer and you went to go give a lot of your time. But what advice would you have for a young person, you know, that feels there's no hope or whatever? Where do they start? What would you, I mean, I see that you are also a career guide assistant. What advice would you give?
So you need to figure out what you love, and also be realistic of what you need. So we all need to survive. We all need to ensure that we can put something on the table so that we can eat, we have a roof over our heads. And sometimes you can't always just do what you aspire to do. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like it. But look at what you do enjoy and work towards that goal. And in that time, focus on what do I need in the meantime to sustain myself, if that makes sense.
Totally.
And that means maybe doing a side hustle job. It means maybe getting a job working as a waiter, whatever the case might be, just to get your foot in the door. And in order to do so, you need to build a strong CV. So even if you are going to work as a waiter, if you are going to work, if you've maybe studied and you want to have a job in administration or wherever the case might be, you need to focus on building a strong CV and then ensuring that each CV is tailored for every job, and actively network. Make sure people know that you are looking for a job, because if you don't put yourself out there, how is the opportunities going to come your way? You'll always hear these stories where people will say, oh, I didn't know you were looking for a job. No, there was an advert up there now the other day. I would have told you, you know, you don't want it to pass you. So inform other people, look, I am looking, this is my skill set, this is what I do. And then put yourself out there. And then also you can do free online courses. You can volunteer. There's a lot of things you can do.
You just got to start looking.
You need to start looking. Essentially, you need to start looking. But you need to have a goal. When you're saying what is the advice I'd give, is have an end goal. But understand that you need to take a step every single day. And I've heard this show, you just say put one goal in, and so if this week it means you know your CV isn't up to date, so then your one goal towards this greater goal, you only focus on that one goal, and that one goal is to update my CV, you know, and then you focus on the next goal. But essentially you're working towards the bigger goal at the end of the day, where you want to see yourself. You need to have something that you are working towards. And also we need to be realistic, because we need to sustain ourselves. So you can't only be, you know, I want to be a millionaire, and then you don't even have, you're saving all your pennies, but you don't even have food in your stomach or anything like that. So you need to focus on, like, your health. You need to focus on all of those things so that you can sustain yourself, so you can reach the end goal. So, yeah.
I would like to know, thank you for that advice. And thank you also for tuning into the show. Seeing what the show is about is taking just one step at a time and not taking the whole world one day, just in one day, you know. In today's life, you know, what is, if we can just quickly go into what you spoke about, different kinds of CVs. Can you just elaborate, because just briefly give us an overview, what kind of CVs do you get?
Okay. So you get various CVs. I compile CVs and I advertise it as technical CVs, standard CVs, basic CVs, and now you're just hearing CVs all the time.
Yeah.
And it can be made in a chronological order or combination. But essentially, a technical CV would be for someone that is in the IT engineering field, and we will then focus on the technical skills, the certification, and the project experiences. And so we will look at what type of software, programming languages, tools, and methodologies that is used. A standard CV is a CV that most of us use. I have a standard CV. It's really good to have. So this is focused on the comprehensive overview of a candidate's work experience, the education skills, and the achievements. It usually has a chronological order, so meaning your most recent experience, but I update it according to what is required. And then we have the basic CV. So basic CVs are usually for students coming in, or people that haven't or doesn't have work experience. So for example, someone that was a housekeeper for the longest time or a babysitter, but they want to enter the workforce because they need to now, and they are maybe a few years, I don't know, whatever the case might be, yeah. They might not have the most experience. And then what we do in the basic CV, we focus on the type of jobs they are aiming for, and then we create, I would be ideal for this job because of X, Y, and Z. And so we work on the competencies and the skills and on the potential more than what they don't have. So with a standard CV also, we focus on both hard and soft skills, and we will, depending on what is required, we might focus on stats, and especially if we know what post you are applying for, we can curate that specific CV for that post, because we find that once you curate your CV in such a way, you adapt it, even if you just move a job experience. So for example, if I did admin work and I'm applying, but I only did that like 10 years ago, but I'm applying for admin post now, I would actually, instead of putting my latest job right on top, I'd put the admin work higher. Also, okay. If I've been in the work industry for over 10 years, I would put the my education, I would put below my work experience, unless I obviously have like a BCom or honors, then I want to maybe highlight it. But if I just finished matric and it was 10 to 15 years ago, I would actually put that at the bottom or on the side of the CV, because I don't need to draw emphasis on that. I want to draw emphasis on my work experience. So essentially, that is the different CVs. There's a lot to say, obviously, about it, but
I never knew there were so many CVs. I never knew there's all these different CVs. But thanks for, educating us on that and giving us a better idea. The last question is, what, you know, in today's life, we live in social media. We have an online presence. Now, mm-hmm. If I'm correct, yes or no, you can rectify me. You know, people post anything sometimes on Facebook, just what they want. But is it good? What is the importance of social media presence today in regarding today's work life? You know, just to educate people out there, what does companies look at your social media? Yes or no? Or, you know, because it's easy to go online these days and check somebody out.
Yeah.
So what's your take on the social media, the importance of it? And also, just to end off, just go into that question for me, please. Into that topic.
So as someone that worked in the HR side and looked through people's CVs, I would actually go to people's social media to kind of see what is being put out. So social media presence is extremely important. Don't put anything on social media if you aren't comfortable if you aren't comfortable for your future employer or your current employers to see it, because it is public. Even if you're making it private, it's still public. So be mindful of what you put out, because companies, most of the time, you know, in some companies they'll say, don't smoke when you have our uniform on, because you represent that company. And so on your social media, it is the same. You represent the company. And so it's important that your social media presence has a standard. So I'm not saying don't have fun. I'm not saying don't be yourself. Just be mindful of what you're putting out there. And also, like, when you are looking at your own social media presence for employability, using platforms like LinkedIn to so that you increase your visibility. And so you want to ensure that whatever media or platforms you are using, you put something out there that you don't mind. Anybody can come across it. You don't have to then answer why you do X, Y, and Z. Because whenever you, because now it's easy. You imagine you go to an interview and you're like, no, I am a upstanding citizen. I don't go to protest. But on your social media, there's a protest. I'm not saying protesting is an upstanding citizen type of thing, but you get what I'm saying. You can contradict yourself. So make sure, make sure what you put out on social media is what you want other people to see, or that you don't mind other people seeing, that you don't have to now please explain yourself for it. I don't know how better to explain it, but social media is important.
I think it's clear.
And how we present ourselves. It's almost like how you dress, if I can put it in a nutshell. You had a show like that not too long ago.
Yeah.
If you rock up slordig, then that is how you're going to come across to your employer. And so if your social media looks sloppy as well, that is how you're going to come across to the employer. And that's the thing. You can't just rock up that day. Your whole social media history is there.
Yeah. And
so if you
people don't have to like you, like your post, for, to see your post.
Yeah. So if you want to, you can start a new, get new accounts if you have to.
If it's a bit
really
messy. You know, you get people on social media that attack each other on social media, you know.
Yeah.
You get these funny stuff
Yeah, the thing is, we need to be realistic. Unfortunately, we're moving towards a digital realm. This is the digital world we're living in. And so we really have to be mindful of what we put out there. Even though we want to be ourselves and we want to be the authentic selves that we are, great. But understand that it does have an impact, especially when you are looking for work, because employees are looking. They are going on your social media and they're becoming more and more dependent on it. Now these days, they say straight, they don't even call the referral, the people that you put on as references. They go check
your social media.
They check your social media to see what you have been up to. Like, for example, if you're volunteering, they'll be like, come, we go check at the hospice. Have you really been? You know, we want to see the evidence.
Mm. That's the reality.
So, yeah.
That's the reality that we are faced with in these days. And that's also why I want to bring awareness to the fact of your social media. What are you putting out there? Because I was told many a times, no, we know what's going on in your life. And this is why people that employed me, you know, that is, I think, one of the biggest requirements these days. They check you out. They investigate. But, Chanel, I want to say really thank you for your time. And we'd love to hear more from you in the future. But thank you for taking time out to chat to us and teach us more, you know?
No problem, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
That was Chanel Kader. Yeah, woman of many talents, very young, only 32. We also had Captain Eugene Burgens on the show. Started out 18 years old on a ship, took the opportunities, the courses, the everything that the company offered. Chanel did the same. She formed part of the YMCA and she volunteered. She went to many countries on the expense of the YMCA. She became a change agent. She does many things. So for you out there, I want to say, hey, there's always a way. Like Captain Burgeon said, go onto Oceana's website. Go and see what they offer. There is learnerships. Chanel said, go and volunteer somewhere. Do something that you love. There's always, always a way out. But if you're going to sit still and stay in the house and feel sorry for yourself, that opportunity won't knock on your door. So, I want to play something for you.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.